Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And I don't know if you guys, if you have been watching the World Cup, I have not had any time.
No, I don't
to,
have time to.
Yeah, I don't
do
have time to catch up. Chris, on the other hand,
oh, yeah, he's got plenty of time.
He has informed us and is keeping us up to date with how the U.S. is doing and some of the other.
All those innings of baseball. No time.
I don't know.
Yeah, how do you
but,
fit that in between your baseball and stuff?
Well, I haven't had that much time to watch baseball, actually. I have not watched a game in quite a long time.
A full game?
No, not a game at all. Not anything. Yes. It's a whole lot more interesting than hockey. But anyway.
It's not hockey season. Right
World
now.
Cup. World Cup in Brazil. I mean, my understanding is that this thing lasts for over a month, and this has been just amazing, some of the things that have happened and what's going on. And every time you have the Olympics or the World Cup or games of that nature, you find out more about the athletes and more about their lives and their own personal stories. And we want to share with you about Clint Dempsey. He is the United States captain of the team. And this guy's a star, man. He is one really good soccer player, and he's getting a whole lot of attention.
Wow.
And the U.S. is playing really good this year. They're playing really, really good. But oftentimes, you know, there's always a story behind the story. You know, a lot of times people see you in a different light. They see what happens to you in your public life or in your work or what's happening to you in your realm, if you will. Mm-hmm. But they don't know the story behind the story. Mm-hmm. And it's always the story behind the story that really helps you appreciate what you're now experiencing and seeing. And Clint Dempsey has a story. He's born in Texas and played soccer when he was young. And he actually, you know, grew up having a relationship with the Lord, you know, mm-hmm. as a young child, and, you know, went up and played professional on many levels. I mean, the guy is just really phenomenal. We can list more of his stats for you, but, I mean, he has a bunch of accolades. Really, really good guy. In fact, I think he's one of the first players to score a goal in the first 26 seconds or something like that of a game. And I mean, just here in the World Cup, just doing just amazing things. Yeah. I mean, the score is always low, like 2-0. You score a goal is like.
That's a miracle.
They run around for I don't know how long. They score one goal. I mean, that's a big deal. It's a big, big deal. That's a sport that I don't have the energy to do. Baseball is more my style. Just kind of, you know, ready for it.
That's even more boring.
And, you know,
spinning around in peanuts.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Back to the World Cup. Clint Dempsey, he had something that happened in his life that really cautioned him to question God. And what happened was that his 12-year-old, when he was 12, his sister, Jennifer, had died of a brain aneurysm.
Oh, wow.
And it was an event that changed his life forever. Obviously, he lost his sister, but it caused him to question and to struggle with God and how this could happen and all the things you could imagine a young 12-year-old boy would face when he loses a sibling. I mean, it's a really tragic event when you lose anybody. And so, you know, he grew up with some distance, some time away from God. And, you know, the sports spectrum continues to report and share that it wasn't until later on in his life when he was in college that he wasn't actively pursuing God or anything like that. But there was a Bible study going on a college campus and someone invited him there. And so he said that he knew about God, but he didn't know God. Mm. And that's like many people today. We've shared a segment previously on VFN TV about, you know, the destiny of the sons and daughters of God to know him and to make him known. And he is one that knew of God and was familiar with God, but he didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
And what he found out is that through this Bible study, he says, in college, I joined a team, a Bible study. And he says, God's word brought me peace and a desire for a relationship with him.
Wow.
He says, I found out that questioning him and searching for answers through the scripture helped me grow and gave me direction. He said, now my faith in Christ is what gives me confidence for the future. I know that through both good times and bad, he is faithful and he'll watch over me. Mm. And it's so important. I mean, it was through the scriptures. It was through getting in and asking the questions. So many times, you know, people are like, well, don't ask. No, ask. God's not afraid of your questions. Trust me. He's not afraid of your questions. He's not afraid of you trying to outfigure him. That begins an opportunity for you to begin to start asking of the Lord and going on that journey. Mm-hmm. And God will reveal himself to you. And so he goes on another point in his life. And just how important, because you just never know where your life is going to end up. There was another incident in his life where two of his friends invited him to go to a concert. And he didn't have any money, so he wasn't able to go. You know, good. I'm glad someone didn't come in and say, oh, poor thing, you don't have any money. Let me give you some money for the, you know, it's okay for people not to go to things and do mm-hmm. things. And in this particular case, it was really good that he didn't go. Because his friends were involved in a fatal car accident on that way to the concert.
Oh, wow.
One died and one was injured that he never played soccer again. He's in a wheelchair, wheelchair bound. And his life could have been over
right.
had he been in that car.
Wow.
And so it just goes to show you that, listen, God has a plan for you, has a plan for your life. It doesn't matter, you know, the enemy would try to throw so many things at your way.
Mm-hmm.
But he found God in the Word. And maybe you've experienced something in your life where you've questioned God. Maybe something's happened in as a child. Maybe you suffered some sort of, you know, hurt, even as an adult. And you've come to a place where you just don't know. You don't have any answers. Well, rest assured, you can be like Clint. And you can begin to ask God the questions. You can begin to search in the right place, which is the Scriptures. And that's so important. It's just how God's divine providence in his mm-hmm. life, he was led to the Scriptures, and he found God in the Word of God. We want to encourage you mm-hmm. that you can find God in his Word.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can find God in his Word. Believe me, spend time with him. Begin to ask those questions. Begin to pray. I remember sharing about the most powerful prayer that anyone could ever pray. Guaranteed answer. Guaranteed answer. Right? God, reveal yourself to me. God, reveal yourself to me. Believe me, God wants to answer that prayer.
Or ask for patience.
Yeah.
Be careful which one.
Well, God will reveal himself to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's his desire. He wants you to know him. Mm-hmm. He wants you to have a relationship with him. And I can remember praying that prayer as a young man many years ago. God, I just want to know you. I want, like, the grass is green and the sky is blue.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know like I need to know like I need to know. And I always say, be careful of what you ask God, because he might just go ahead and do it. It changed my life forever, and he'll change your life forever. God's not afraid of tough questions and real talk. You know, oftentimes you hear people say, oh, I don't know if I can ask that question. Or listen, God knows your heart and your thought anyway. You can begin to start opening that dialogue and asking him.
And that's so encouraging. I mean, just hearing his story and hearing the transition of events, that just stirs me, because you think about so many of those testimonies that others have shared, and it reminds me how he's saying in the scripture, that one scripture that has always ministered to me is what he says in Acts 17. It's like, God has set our lives, the times, the places that we should live, and he allows things to happen in our lives for one hope, one desire, is God wants to know. It's just like, will we reach out to him? But the awesome thing is that when we do, just like you're saying, John, when we do reach out to him, we find out that he was right there all along.
Yeah.
And it's in those hardships when we realize, okay, I got to look up. You know, we've said it before. I have no more options in my tool bag. All I have left is God. I'm going to look right. up. And it's just like God was there with just open arms, full of love, willing to receive us. And it's just like sometimes it takes those moments of hardship, but it's like those are the best moments, because it causes us to realize that everything we needed and wanted in life was always found in God.
Yeah.
And it's just like God allows these things to happen for us to grow closer to him. And it's yeah. such a beautiful story.
It really is, because this is a man now who's come to faith in Jesus Christ. He's living now for the glory of God. And he understands that God is the one that holds his life in his hand. Many things that happen, we just don't understand. And we may never understand until we are with the Lord.
I mean,
and then God will reveal and make known all things. But his ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. Who is man that we could actually figure God out or understand the deeper meaning to why things happen? But, you know, I often say that, you know, God's writing a story. God's writing a story, and you're allowed to be a part of it. And to the dimension that we participate with God in the role that he has for us to play, you know, and when we cooperate with his plans and with his grip, then things always seem to kind of work out well. And so, you know, we talked about how David in his life, he went through a tremendous trial, you know, how when it seemingly seems like everything is going great in his life and he's just getting right back, you know, to where he's stable and he's, you know, he's going somewhere and he's come back from major just nothingness to losing everything at Ziklag. And you say, how did this happen? How did I come to this place of destruction? My family is kidnapped. Everything is burned. How did this happen? Not knowing that not only God was going to restore all of that to him, but that 6 days later he was going to become crowned king. He had no idea the timeline of God or what God's plans or intentions are.
Yeah, and God's got a purpose for those hardships. I think about, you know, how things can so quickly become full circle. And a lot of times when we're going through those seasons of hardship, we look at just that one moment. But what we lose sight of is it's like there's an anointing on us in those hardships that we have empathy, we have understanding. Mm-hmm. And it's all of a sudden we look at those moments when we encounter other people that are walking through the exact same situation. And then all of a sudden you connect the dots and you're like, oh my goodness, God, I'm so grateful that I went through what they're now going through because I'm able to be there for them when I was crying out to you. It's just like, I understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's like God will take us through those moments so that we can minister to others and lead them to God in their hardships. And it's not about us in those hardships, but it's about for those that God's going to use us to minister to when they're going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful because it really allows us to walk in a place of empathy. Mm-hmm. It allows us to have compassion for other people.
Yeah.
You know, we try to do everything in our society to run away from hurt, to run away from pain. But think about it, it's life. Mm-hmm. Life. Jesus told us that in this life you will have troubles. But cheer up because I've overcome the world. And if you're not careful, you're going to try to live a life that cushions yourself from experiencing any kind of pain, any kind of discomfort, anything that will try to, you know, don't like how that feels because it's going to be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Listen, it could be the best thing that ever happened to you. Don't despise what's happening in your life. Find God in the midst of it. No matter what you're going through, like Clint, he was able to find God in the scriptures. And now God has just used him and blessed him and has given him a platform where he's preaching the gospel through a sport literally all around the world at the World Cup. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're questioning God. Go after God. Mm. Begin to talk to God. Begin to pray. That's all prayer is talking to God. And ask him. Ask him the questions. And ask him to reveal himself to you. And he will.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.